There's No Honour in Dying Off, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Gongzi Jing has been wandering diamond worlds perhaps for longer than he can remember. He was mortal once, but all he remembers from that time are faint impressions. He doesn't even remember if he had any other name once. It's a lonely existence, but he doesn't mind that much. He can stop to watch people's lives for a while, follow their joys and sorrows, and for a while it almost feels like he's a part of those lives, even when he can't actually touch any of it. He doesn't usually stay for long. It's not good to get too attached, he's found. It only leaves his heart aching faintly, when inevitably time moves on, and the people whose lives he's been following are ground to dust. And then he wanders into Jiangyang's life. Jiangyang, whose bright smile makes Gongzi Jing's non-existent heart throb. Who makes this drab world that Gongzi Jing has been thinking of leaving in the hopes of finding something a bit brighter, shine with color. He watches Jiangyang smile and laugh and hug his girlfriend and thinks, maybe he'll stay just for a while longer. He stays because Jiangyang is happy and bright, and he thinks surely Jiangyang will have a happy life. He's wrong, and maybe he shouldn't have stayed at all, because Jiangyang goes through so much pain and there's nothing at all Gongzi Jing can do about any of it, other than watch in silence. He should leave. There's nothing he can do. But somehow he can't bear to leave Jiangyang to suffer alone. Even if Jiangyang never knows anyone is there. He watches Jiangyang lose his job, his family, watches him jailed. He watches Jiangyang never give up his quest for justice, not even when he's sick and dying. Gongzi Jing watches him try to explain his soon-to-be death to his son, and cries along with Jiangyang. When Jiangyang is dying, Gongzi Jing is still there. Jiangyang wanted to be alone, needed to be alone for their whole plan to work. But Gongzi Jing can't bear to let him die all alone. He only wishes he could tell Jiangyang that he's not alone. But he knows that Jiangyang wouldn't hear him. And all he can do is watch in silence, the way he always does. For a moment, Gongzi Jing hates his own existence, hates how useless he is, how he can't do anything at all. Jiangyang's hands, that only moments ago had been scrabbling at the wire around his throat, go slack, falling down to his sides. Gongzi Jing reaches out to touch one of his hands, knowing that in a moment Jiangyang's spirit will be gone. Gongzi Jing has seen mortals die so many times before, and he's never met anyone else like himself. His fingers brush against Jiangyang's hand, and for a moment he thinks he can actually feel Jiangyang's still warm skin beneath his fingers. Then that illusion shatters, and his fingers touch nothing at all. Gongzi Jing can only watch. He can't be heard or touched or seen. He closes his eyes and feels the tears roll down his cheeks quietly. Then, suddenly, someone is holding his hand and Gongzi Jing's eyes fly open. He stares at Jiangyang, sitting up and he is holding his hand. Gongzi Jing thinks he has to be dreaming, but he can't even remember sleeping. He never sleeps. Gongzi Jing stands up, pulling Jiangyang with him. Jiangyang turns his head a bit, like he wants to look down behind him. Don't look, Gongzi Jing says hurriedly, reaching out with his hand to stop Jiangyang's head from turning that way. His palm presses against Jiangyang's cheek, and Gongzi Jing gasps. Please don't look, he pleads softly. He doesn't want Xiang Yang to see what's left of his mortal life. All right, Xiang Yang says very quietly. Then he waits for a moment, looking at Gong Zixing. Reluctantly, Gong Zixing pulls his hand away from Xiang Yang's face. He's still holding on to Xiang Yang's hand, warm and real in his own. What do I do now? Xiang Yang asks. He sounds lost. For a moment, Gong Zixing doesn't know what to do. And then he realizes that Xiang Yang can hear him now. He can see him and touch him. Gong Zixing smiles. I don't know. You could come with me, he suggests. His heart thumps in his chest, quick and nervous. Oh, Xiang Yang says, and then seems to think about it for a moment. Maybe I should still... You've done everything you have to, Gong Zixing says quickly, and rather forcefully, he thinks. He doesn't quite remember how to actually talk to people, and he's afraid that might have been rude. He softens his voice, smiling at Xiang Yang, and continues to say, Please, you've done more than anyone could have expected. It's up to others to finish things now. You can rest. He blinks his suddenly blurry eyes and keeps smiling at Xiang Yang. I guess so. I'm dead, right? Xiang Yang asks hesitantly. Gong Zixing huffs a small laugh and squeezes Xiang Yang's hand slightly. He can actually touch someone. He can touch Xiang Yang. He couldn't remember what it feels like to touch someone. He never wants to let go of Xiang Yang's hand again. Yes, you are. Will you come with me? Gong Zixing asks. There are so many beautiful things out there he could show Xiang Yang. Xiang Yang deserves to see every one of them. I don't have anything else to do, I guess, Xiang Yang says a bit hesitantly. And Gong Zixing can't blame him for still worrying about all the things he spent so long worrying about. There's nothing he can do about them anymore, but it feels cruel to say that to Xiang Yang. Then Xiang Yang suddenly smiles at him. It's not quite the bright and happy smile he'd once had, but it still takes Gong Zixing's breath away. Yes, I'll come with you, Xiang Yang says. The end.